Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know it ain't no stopping all the dogs I'm dropping. It's Friday night, so everything is popping. I got skin to spin on the hand, so let the games begin. Yakety yak, don't talk back.
All right, you know, a little yakety yak with Doug Plagans. Good song choice. Yakety yak. If you say it angry like Ice Cube, because yakety yak really isn't angry. But if you say it the way Cube says it, it's don't give me none of that yakety yak.
Sorry, Cube.
Crowder taught that to me long ago. However you say something can really determine how people think about what you're saying. I was once wearing a shirt that had a charity on it. It was like the pancreatic cancer research. Crowder looked at me. He's like, you charity-ass shirt-wearing bleep, bleep, bleep. Like, really? Did you just insult me? Because it didn't, like, on its face value... pointing out someone wearing a shirt with a charity on it doesn't seem insulting. But the way that he said it, I was like, dude just insulted me.
Anything. Like the way you say, what's your name? John. We got John over here. Yeah, man, it works.
Sudden Cube. Yakety yak. I'm sorry. No, I didn't mean it that way. All right. Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Doug Plagans is the radio voice for the Florida Panthers, and there's two big games left for the Cats tomorrow night and Monday night, both against Tampa, and you can hear them both on 560 QAM, of course. And not only Panthers talk, but we've got some food-related items to discuss with Plagans, who has become one of our show food experts as well. Hello, Doug.
How's it going, guys? Thanks for having me, and I'm excited to talk about Panthers and food-related items right here.
That's right. I mean, when you think of White Castle, you think of Doug Plagans based on his previous stories. But let's talk Panthers first. So what do the final two Panthers games mean? Because we were trying to figure this out off the air. So these two games will determine what, and then when do the playoffs start exactly?
Well, we don't have a playoff schedule yet, so we'll hit that right out of the gate. So just urge everybody to keep on checking back to FloridaPanthers.com for all the latest info, with the regular season, of course, wrapping up. And just feels like it flew by. We knew it was going to be a sprint. It was a condensed schedule, and here we are looking ahead to game number 55 and game number 56 of 56 coming up over the next few days. But as far as what these games mean, especially because it looks like and it feels like the Panthers and their cross-state rivals have been on this collision course to meet the playoffs for a long time, that's what a rivalry really needs to go up to that next level, and it feels like we're just about there. The all likelihood right now looks like everything's pointing toward the Panthers and the Lightning playing in the playoffs. So I think whether the Panthers and the Lightning played in the first round or not, I think there's a ton on the line for each of the two teams going into this. First of all, the mental edge. You want to be feeling good going into the playoffs, and we knew that this race was going to go right down to the finish line, and obviously you want to be feeling good about your team. And if the Panthers and the Lightning do end up playing in round one, you want to have it fresh in your mind that you just played well against this team, you just beat this team. So that's right there first and foremost. You want to you'd like to finish out on a high note and win these two games. You know, the other thing is home ice advantage. Even if, you know, even if this ends up being the matchup, there is a lot of importance to having that potential extra home game in round one. And you look at across the National Hockey League, I was looking last night as of last night when I went to bed, of the 12 teams in the NHL that are currently in a top three spot in their division across the league, nine of those 12 teams are at least 11 games over 500 at home. So being at home for that extra game, that matters. Home ice matters. Having the ability to make that last change in a game and get the matchup you want, you know, that kind of stuff's important. So there's a lot on the line here. And then, of course, for the Panthers, sounding like with some key players who've been out of the lineup over the last stretch of time, sounds like the Panthers hope to have, you know, everybody back and available at least by Monday night. So that's what's on the line for the Panthers. Of course, over on the Tampa Bay side, it's been well publicized. They've been without two of the best players in the world, Steven Stamkos for the last stretch, and Nikita Kucherov all season, but all signs seem to be pointing toward those two guys being ready for game one of the playoffs. So, you know, these last couple of games, as I said, you want to be feeling good about your team. You also want to get that home ice if you can.
And Doug, speaking of that, playing a team, like you said, and all you know, everything's looking like they're going to play in the first round, playing a team twice right before you play them in the playoffs, like, is there, like, the rotation, the lineups, the better coaching? Like, what aspect does that add to the first round if they do play, playing them? You said the confidence. I know the home ice is big. But just other than that, what pieces of the game, the mental side of the game, do a better coach or a better team figure out when you play a team twice and then you play them in a series?
Well, you know, I think if anything that it adds to it, I think this is from both perspectives, the Panthers and the Tampa Bay perspective, it just throws fuel on the fire here. I mean, these two teams, and just getting what you were talking about, Crowder, I mean, you look at matchups, you know, there's a lot of familiar faces, obviously, with these two teams. And, of course, the way the schedule is set up this season, playing each other so much, sure, the Panthers and the Lightning play each other twice between Saturday and Monday to close out the season, but they've already played each other six times this year. The matchups have been very even. Tampa Bay, I believe, has outscored the Panthers by one goal over the previous six meetings between these two teams this season combined. But the Panthers are 3-2-1 against the Lightning this season, so they've done pretty well against the defending Stanley Cup champs. And just getting to the point, there's no secrets between these two teams. You know, they've seen each other plenty. They've seen each other plenty on tape. They know what the other is all about. And I think what it comes down to now is just, you know, an experience that, you know, a lot, it's gonna go a long way for you know, every player involved. Joel Quenneville said as much recently. You know, the experience the guys are about to get. He said it right after they clinched that playoff spot with that win in Nashville, you know, a week and a half or so ago. He said that the experience they're about to get is going to go a long way for everybody within the organization. Talked about how much fun this is going to be, and I think just when you look at the Panthers and the Lightning specifically, what it does here from both sides is it just strengthens this rivalry. And as you know, you can have a rivalry, and the Panthers and the Lightning, when they played each other, the games have always been fun. There's been no shortage of entertainment value when these two teams have played. But when you see a team in a playoff series, that intensity level goes to a point it has never been before. And I think we're going to get the appetizer of that, if you will, this weekend and Monday. And when we see the real thing, if we do, and again, it sounds like that's the direction we're going here. It's going to be really exciting. You can't even put it into words, the intensity level of a seven game series in the National Hockey League. It's something you can't even measure. You can't even quantify. And to be able to see these two teams play each other potentially in a playoff series for the first time in the history of the rivalry is going to be something special.
Yeah, that's what makes it so great. Doug Plagans is with us, radio voice for the Panthers. You'll hear him tomorrow on 560 QAM and Monday as the Panthers and the Lightning. That's the great thing, where it's this seven-game NHL playoff series, but it's the Panthers and the Lightning, something that I think all of us in South Florida have looked forward to for a long time. I don't want to get bogged down in this hockey talk, though, Plagans. I want to get to food. But one real quick one, though. What's the goalie situation? Because Spencer Knight has played well. Driedger's been a little banged up. So what's when it comes to the playoffs, forget Saturday and Monday, when it comes to the playoffs, will it be Bobrovsky and Driedger?
Well, we'll have to. The way it's shaping up right now, as you mentioned, Spencer Knight's been outstanding, and Joel Quenneville was asked about him, and you know, basically said he wouldn't rule anything out going into the playoffs. But as far as the way things are lining up, the last plan that we were told, Sergei Bobrovsky's getting the game tomorrow night against the Lightning, and it sounds like Chris Driedger will make his return and get the nod on Monday night. So that's the way things are trending right now. And as you'd expect, and as he should, Joel Quenneville's kept it, he's kept it pretty close to the vest, but he's said that they've got a plan. They've got a way that they intend to do things. So I guess we'll all wait and see, and there'll be tons of anticipation going to game one. But I think the big thing with the Panthers here in this situation, and this is organizationally, not just up top at the NHL level, but the Panthers all of a sudden have really developed this embarrassment of riches at the goaltending position. They've got multiple guys they can lean on, and that's something that can be a real luxury for this team heading to the playoffs.
And Doug, general hockey question. I just, we learned from you. What can I do to start a game like the Rangers Capitals started their game the other night? I love that. Like, what happened to make as soon as the puck drops, they just start punching each other?
It was that's like waiting for the beanball the next day after somebody gets somebody pimps out a trot and they wait for the next day. That I was looking forward to the start of that game.
Yeah, there was some animosity out there when that game started.
You don't say.
They talk about they know, like, do they line up and they're like, hey, when this puck falls, I'm going to punch you in the face, okay? Or they just get after it.
No, it's kind of discussed. It's talked about. Basically you get out there, and I think it really is that simple on a lot of occasions. I've never been right in the middle of it, obviously, as it happens, but it really is that simple, as a guy looking across and saying, all right, are we going to do this? Sure. Or somebody a little bit more directly saying, we're going to do this, right? And, that's the way it takes place. When I was in the American Hockey League, when I was broadcasting in the American Hockey League, we had a game. I was with the Lake Erie Monsters in Cleveland. We were playing the Toronto Marlies, which was the Maple Leafs affiliate. And it was a Friday-Saturday home and home. So played Friday night in Cleveland and played Saturday early afternoon or late afternoon in Toronto. And 200 combined penalty minutes on Friday night, went to Toronto the next day, and 164 penalty minutes the second. Did the whole thing again. Just did the whole thing over
That's
again.
That's awesome. I like to picture in my head that it was a group thread, a group text, but with the opposing teams as well. Hey, y'all down for a fight at the start of the game? All right, see you there.
And the thing is, it's to somebody, there are just certain times and places where that kind of thing can happen. It's not something that happens every day, and that's why when that took place the other night, it was a huge story, because, back in the 70s, 80s, you used to get that a little bit more. But nowadays, it doesn't happen nearly to that extent. But sometimes it's not unheard of for something like that to happen, and a team goes on a run, because as crazy as it can sound, it at times can. It's one of those things that, in an odd way, can bring a team together occasionally. So it doesn't happen every day. We're glad it doesn't happen every day, but it does occasionally happen. Things get competitive and sometimes a little angry out there.
I thought something like that might happen at the White Castle in Orlando on Monday. So Doug Plagans has become one of our food experts. He enjoys food the way that I do. And we talk about it all the time. So have you seen all the hubbub, this White Castle, first one in Florida since the 1960s, opened in Orlando on Monday? We've been covering this extensively on the show this week, Plagans. We even had a reporter on. We even had a reporter on from the Orlando Sentinel. So you've seen what's going on at that White Castle?
I've been following along with your team coverage here, and when I was connected the other night getting ready for the broadcast, that was where I first learned about everything that was going on. And you were talking about how people were getting in line several hours in advance, and there was a limit. A dozen, right, was the limit on the number of sliders you could get.
A dozen sliders.
So, yeah, I've heard about this. And I remember, I believe I came on the show, geez, we're probably talking going on a couple of years ago now, when the news broke that this location was going to be put in the first place.
Of course we brought you on. That was important breaking news, and we went to our top correspondent. That's no surprise to anyone. But is there any food, because you love food the way that I do, is there any food worth waiting 6 hours for, which was the maximum line at the opening afternoon? The line was 6 hours, and you had a limit of 12 sliders. Is there any food worth waiting 6 hours for?
You know, as much as I'd like to say, you know, for example, if they put an In-N-Out burger right over by the BB&T Center or something, that I'd be camped out waiting for it. I think I would take more, and this is, again, Hawk, you and I speak in the same language here, because I believe this was your take on it, but you brought up, like, if you brought up Lou Malnati's, if they put a Lou Malnati's in Boca, you said you've had it before, you know that it's good, you'd give the hype a little bit of time to die down, and then you'd go get it when things were comfortable about 3 weeks later. And I think, to be honest with you, as much as I would love to be able to go across the street, you know, after a Panthers practice and grab it in and out, I think I would wait. I would wait for the initial hype to die down, because I have had it before.
And Doug, another thing, and this question is crazy for me, but Hawk's asking, and we've had some mixed reviews. What's better, a burger or a slider? Which would you prefer?
I personally, I think different scenarios call for different items. But I think, generally speaking, if I'm in the mood for a burger, I'm in the mood to go and sit down and have a big burger rather than a bag full of small burgers. And I think the bag full of small burgers, the sack of 10, as they affectionately call it over at White Castle, I think that really lends itself to nighttime consumption. And I think that's why, you know, I grew up in the Detroit area, and that's why we had a lot of White Castles around, and the drive-through lines would be pretty long, you know, the later at night things got. So I would be more on the side of, you know, if I'm hungry, if I'm having a meal, if I'm starving, I want to sit down and have a big burger. But that's not to say that I haven't enjoyed many a White Castle in my time. And I know you love the burgers at White Castle, the sliders, but the chicken ring sandwich might be the most underrated thing on that menu. The onion chips are good. A veteran move is to get the onion chips and put onion chips on your White Castle. It's outstanding.
Wow.
And
I had no
idea. You used to be able to buy the Crave case at White Castle. And they give you a car air freshener with it. And I have my friend in high school got it, and I was so jealous of the air freshener. It was the best-smelling car air freshener that I've ever experienced. And as you can imagine, with White Castle, they need to give you a nice air freshener. And that was an outstanding air freshener.
This is why I love talking to Plagans. This is why I always go overtime with him. We always end up going to a shootout with Plagans.
And we haven't even gotten to the most memorable White Castle story.
All right, so we're running out of time, so let's do it. Doug Plagans has a very famous White Castle story. It involves a Detroit legend, Oz Hakeem. Go ahead and regale us with the White Castle story.
Well, Oz Hakeem, heading into the 2002 Detroit Lions season, was the big free agent signing. And I've been a Lions fan my whole life. And I was probably about 16. And my friend and I found out that Oz Hakeem was going to be at the White Castle down the street from where we lived. So Mike and I hopped in the car, and we had a couple of Oz Akeem football cards, and we showed up, and I think it really was like me, Mike, and Oz Akeem and the people who worked at White Castle. And it couldn't have been nicer. It was great.
But when you say you found out he was going to be there, he was doing an appearance. He wasn't just eating there. Yeah. He was doing an appearance, and ostensibly hundreds of people would show up to meet Oz Akeem.
Yeah, either we were really early or really late. But it was great to meet Oz Akeem.
So you have a great White Castle memory, which is just sitting in White Castle, you, Mike, and Oz Akeem.
And I think Oz Akeem had some kind of representative there, but this was not, I don't remember any kind of like a massive, it just felt like another day at White Castle, but there he was, Oz Akeem from the greatest show on turf right there at White Castle. And it was, like I said, it was cool to meet him. And it was very close to the Meyer where I met Charlie Batch not long before that.
Wow, another Lions royalty, Charlie Batch.
Royalty, huh?
I mean, listen, where else in 2021 on South Florida Sports Radio could you hear about Oz Akeem and Charlie Batch?
Nowhere,
thankfully. All right, Doug Plagans, he will be on the call tomorrow night, Monday night, and then for the playoffs, obviously, for the Florida Panthers. You'll hear all the games on 560 QAM. Thank you, Plagans.
Thanks very much, guys. Always fun to join you, and we'll talk to you soon.
There you go, Doug Plagans. We went long. Let's take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.